This is the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, host of the Triple P Podcast. We're all about what's going on in the happenings of Kansas State Athletics. This is November 20th. As I'm recording this podcast, 2021. I'm actually recording this prior to the first games of the day here on this Saturday, of course. Here later on today, K-State battling Baylor. Baylor, 11th ranked in the country. And oh boy, this would be a huge, huge stepping stone if K-State were to pull this off at home, senior night. Tonight, it might as well be because of the time change and whatnot. Even though it is a late afternoon kick, it's going to be under lights, prime time, cold, and everything else. So I'm looking forward to that game on FS1. As soon as I get this up, hopefully in a matter of time, get out to the stadium. Definitely get out. Check out Skylar Thompson for the last time. Obviously, he's not the only super senior on that team. Noah Johnson, Jerome McPherson, and others, including you can throw in a few other underclassmen, as well as a few transfers playing their final game at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. But obviously, star Skylar Thompson, Noah Johnson stick out. So does Jerome McPherson. They've been here for the ups and downs and whatnot as well. So definitely, it's going to be definitely a scene under lights tonight at Bill Snyder Family Stadium here in Manhattan, Kansas. So looking forward to that and a whole reaction to that game as well. Two more games. And, of course, it's going to be, obviously, I don't want to jump the gun too much. It's going to be a quick turnaround for the Cats. They're going to be playing Texas, obviously. Texas off the upset. getting upset by KU last week. So, I mean, don't want to jump the gun too much, but two more games, and just like that, K-State's football season, at least the regular season, is going to be over. They are bowl eligible, but they can definitely improve their standing, and this could be a big, big stepping block if they can dethrone 11th-ranked Baylor. It's not going to be easy out. We'll see what happens tonight on the lights at the Bill. Meanwhile, last night, women towards the end of their preseason WNIT. Well, they hung around the best fifth-ranked team in the country, North Carolina State, NC State, but they lost last night on the road in this contest, 90-69. But you know, the NC State had to hold off a pesky women's team here. Not a bad showing, to be honest with you. Here, I was kind of wondering how the K-State, Ioka Lee, Serena Sundell, and those girls will hang. Well, they hung pretty tough with these people, the Lady Wolfpack. They were tied after the first quarter, 19 all after one quarter in this game. And when you look at the quarter differences, when you divide this game up, you know, this is not, they played them. If you divided it up, they played them for about maybe, I probably give them a little bit more, less of credit than they deserve, because I love to be blunt on my podcast, but I'm going to give them 70% of a doubt here. They did a pretty good job for the most part. I mean, the quarters that they did not, they lost the ground was obviously the second quarter. They went trailed at halftime by 10 points. There, and then they just, third quarter, they were even with them there. The Lady Wolfpack had the point advantage. And then NC State decided to pull it away in the fourth quarter of this game. So pretty much, we added all up, a four-quarter game. This is what you want if you're Jeff Mitty and his K-State women's team here. Taking a quote from Jeff Mitty from last night, I really think that you don't like walking out of here like this, but I told them in the locker room, I believe NC State had to play really well to beat us. And then he went on to say, quote, and they knew they were in a fight, and give them credit for raising up and playing well. We give our young players credit for not coming in here and being intimidated about the atmosphere. And if we can build off of it this game, this will be a real positive force. No doubt about it. So, hey, I mean, Yeah. Yeah, I mean, last year, this squad, I mean, not this squad in particular, but there are different girls on this team last year that played teams tough into the fourth quarter where they just laid down. They just gave up in the fourth quarter. Let's just be honest. I mean, they're in games, and then all of a sudden, bam. I mean, late in the fourth quarter, this team was getting beat in the fourth quarter. And not to accept moral victories and whatnot, going back to what I love to say, building blocks. I mean, this is a good stepping stone once again for this team. Yes, they fall the 4-1, but overall, I mean, they came over there and played the Lady Wolfpack very tough in this one. Ioka Lee, once again, finished the night with her third consecutive double-double, 19 points and 11 rebounds, added 5 blocks and a steal. This is Lee's 10th career game with a double-double and 5 or more blocks as well in this game as well. So, and then her counterpart, the other half of that duo, Serena Sundell, their talented freshman, well, a team high 21 points, 5 of 11 from downtown in this game, while dishing out 6 assists as well. She came in this game averaging that for that amount, 6 assists in this game as well. And Jeff Minnie was very happy about Sundell's play. And again, I mean, you're getting contribution. If you're getting contributions outside of these two, which they did, the Glenn twins did a good job as well, producing as well. But yeah, you're getting that type of production. Obviously, you're going to get a lot of production from Lee, night in, night out. But if you're getting this type of production by your talented freshman, Serena Sundell, I mean, the K-State, they can go somewhere now. They can win some ball games now as well. Late in the second half, the Wildcats were able to, you know, cut that NC State, you know, lead to less than 10 with 1:50 remaining in the third quarter. A combination of Ioka Lee hitting a jumper while Briley Lee finished with a layup in transition there. And then NC State battled back with a three-pointer and then a little floater in the lane as well in this one. K-State did shoot for 48% from the field in this game. Not too shabby at all. Next Tuesday, their next game will be on this upcoming Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is on Thursday, obviously. But Tuesday, they welcome Abilene Christian into Bramlage. I believe it's just going to be the start of a 3-game home stand for them as well. It is going to be on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus network as well here. Let's go down the line here. Yeah, from the free throw line, K-State shot 83%, and from downtown, 45%, as well as Serena Sundell, 21 points in this game. As I mentioned, Ioka Lee finished with 19, and Jalen Glenn, 8 points, and twin sister Briley Glenn added 7 as well in this one as well. Other girls to mention here, Simone Goodrich and Jada Moore connected on a good highlight reel as well. So Jada Moore had some playing time in there, and Simone Goodrich as well. So there you go right there, folks. K-State Nation. K-State not without a fight indeed. This was definitely a 4-quarter game indeed. But they lose by 21, 90-69 against the 5th-ranked NC State Wolfpack, the Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Audioboom, and a few more out there, including Odyssey as well. K-State drops to 4-1. Next opponent, Abilene Christian on Tuesday night. I'm going to put a pin on this for now. Appreciate you guys for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! We'll see what happens tonight. Under the lights, at the bell, Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.